South Sudan received 132,000 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in late March from COVAX, a global coalition that works to ensure fair and equitable access of COVID-19 vaccines around the world. Dr. Mayen Machot, Undersecretary in South Sudan's Health Ministry, says after discussing the matter with the World Health Organization last week, the ministry decided to give back some of the doses before they expire.
We don't want to run the risk of expiring here in our hands. Yeah. It will be accounted for. So we are committing back an amount of 72,000 doses, so that they are safe kept for us, used by somebody who can deploy these doses in 1 week. And then once we finish with our 60,000, which we are already very well ahead, we think we're going to finish that, then we just get it back from the circulation.
Machot says the COVAX facility sent back a letter saying it is happy with the arrangement so as not to waste the doses. Aside from the slow response from the public to take the vaccines, Machot says there were delays by Parliament to approve the vaccine's use and some time was spent on training the vaccinators. He says the ministry also faces challenges in distributing the vaccine to other states.
We are struggling economically, and this means it is labor intensive. It is an emergency vaccination. We have problems of funding the deployment itself. We are actually tightening our belts. And that's why, hopefully, in the next 2 weeks, the 60,000 we have will be dispersed all over the country, all the states. And with this, that in the next 2-3 weeks, they must finish all that we are giving them, so that we don't waste vaccine. It's a valuable vaccine.
Dr. John Romuno, the Director General for Preventive Health Services at the Health Ministry and a member of the COVID-19 Task Force, says more South Sudanese need to take the vaccine.
The data we have is that we have 7,996 individuals receive their first dose of AstraZeneca. Out of this, 35.6% of the projected healthcare workers have been vaccinated. Out of 4,020 healthcare workers, we have 1,431 received their first dose. And the vaccination is still continuing. With this figure, 7,996, round it to 8,000, it means you are remaining with 116,000.
So we are remaining with 116,000.
Dr. Romuno says some 8,000 people should soon be taking the second dose of the vaccine. Dr. Angela Guop, Director for Emergency Preparedness and Response at the Health Ministry and a member of the COVID-19 Task Force, says the team had earlier prioritized the health workers and the elderly, then opened vaccinations to the public with the expiration date fast approaching. But Dr. Guop says many people are still reluctant to take the vaccine.
One of the major challenges that is raised by the citizen is these negative videos in the social media. So there are some videos with the scientific, you know, explanation. We have assembled those videos for sure. They are with us. Whereby some people say this vaccine is not even a vaccine. Something else is just, genetic materials for the virus. It doesn't protect people. So this is one. Number two, a concern that also have been raised that this vaccine causes infertilities, as that means people will not produce after some years to come, which is not true.
Guop says the technical team from COVID Task Force is doing its best to educate the public about the importance of taking the vaccine. He urges everyone from 16 and above to get vaccinated for their own health and safety. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.